B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show. It's time for you to sound off. Sound
off. You gotta be facing me. What in the hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
You don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
Your chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today.
Brought to you by DryTech Waterproofing Solutions. DryTech Waterproofing Solutions is the leader in basement waterproofing. For water in your basement, cracks in your foundation, or mold remediation, trust only the experts at DryTech Waterproofing Solutions. Protect your home. Go to DryTechCorp.com.
Keep going. Sound off.
All right, it's time for Sound Off, 610-771-9705. That is the Sound Off line. Use it if you got something to say. Hit us up, leave a message. We put them all together. You may make the big show. It's called Sound Off.
Mike, you know, you had two callers call yesterday on opposite ends of the Ben Simmons spectrum. There's no pro Ben, okay? Pro Ben started this situation. Pro Ben made this situation what it is. Pro Ben needs to go away and go be a pro somewhere else.
I think that is the conclusion that we've all reached, that he must go somewhere else. But in the interim, what happens? And that's what the big issue is right now.
Ben Simmons brought everything he deserves. No ifs, ands about it. The only way he can dig himself out of this grave, if he plays good, fires Rich Paul because he's an idiot, and I don't know what else.
If he wants acceptance, yeah, I guess playing well and playing differently and more complete would win over the crowd. I guess he wouldn't have to say anything if that's the case.
If he actually shot the ball like a real boy,
yeah,
like a real, Pinocchio that he is now.
And we're forgiven.
Everybody's
forgiven and forgetting.
So I'm not a big advocate of booing, but I'm sick and tired of these people saying we shouldn't boo him. I'm not only going to go to the game and boo him. I'm going to see him at Target. I'm going to boo him. Boo!
Well, I fully expect that that's going to happen. People are saying, well, what we should do is be silent. Really? You think people have enough strength that are capable of being silent when Ben is introduced? No.
It would be cool if they could.
Yeah, but nobody can.
No.
They're powerless.
Right.
Mike, how would you not want Ben Simmons to come back to up his trade value and to help the team? Do you want to wreck our team, Mike Missinelli? You should be ashamed of yourself.
Yeah, well, you should be ashamed for not recognizing that there's no way he can increase his value because he's only going to play the same way. And actually, his value is increased by him sitting out because the intrigue then makes him more valuable.
Hey, Mike, why don't the Sixers and Ben compromise? Why doesn't Ben agree to take half his money and go home? Because then he's at least getting half. And the Sixers agree to take the other half and donate it to charity.
Well, Ben doesn't care about the half going to charity. He wants it all. That's why he signed. That's why he got the max contract. All right?
That's not
going to be a settlement.
That's also not allowed.
Yeah, you probably can't do it. But, why would he? He can sit there and if they're going to pay him in full price for not playing, then why wouldn't he take that?
Hey, when Simmons came and knocked on the door, guess what? They shouldn't have answered. Get off the team, you bum.
So, Tyrone, where was this in the Wells Fargo parking lot or was it at the...
I heard it was at the facility.
Two different stories. Pompeii had it. It was in a parking lot.
Well, either way.
Well, of the center.
They had to answer either way.
Yeah.
He showed up. Once he shows up,
he texts the guy. I'm outside.
Weird.
If Doc Rivers didn't see eye to eye with negative 25 or dunker spot dude, whatever you want to call him, Doc Rivers deserves an Oscar or Academy Award.
Doc irritates me. He does. I got to be honest with you. He irritates me the way he's handled this Ben Simmons thing with this enabling. And then we find out in real life he F-bombed him in a meeting. And he was hard on him in practice.
So how's this enabling if he was hard on him in practice?
Well,
that's not enabling.
He's enabling him in public,
right,
which offends me because I'm not inside. You know, I don't see him haranguing him inside. That's just a report. All I know is what he's done publicly. All right, let's close it down.
It's the best of the best today of Sound Off.
Brought to you by DryTech Waterproofing Solutions. DryTech Waterproofing Solutions is the leader in basement waterproofing. For water in your basement, cracks in your foundation, or mold remediation, trust only the experts at DryTech Waterproofing Solutions. Protect your home. Go to DryTechCorp.com.
Got a beef?
I don't like them.
What are the limits?
Because I don't like
them. Bring it. Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 545 to see if your sound off gets on.
All righty. That's the end of the show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.